Howdy, folks, howdy. It's mighty nice to be here with you today. And we've been hearing some mighty fine bluegrass music out here and have enjoyed it. I'd like to call out the names of everybody and where they're from, the state, because they're all proud of their states. And on the right-hand side from North Carolina is Bessie Lee, the Carolina Songbird. And then we have a fellow from the Grand Ole Opry State. That's a new state that we have now. On the right-hand side here, Benny Williams. Another Grand Ole Opry State boy back here with the fiddle, and he's working up here in Virginia now. And he come over to visit us, and he's done a lot of recording with me. Played a mini program on the Grand Ole Opry, Charlie Smith. And from Boston, Massachusetts, with a five-string banjo back here, is the best in the country right today. His name is Brad Keith. And on the corner over there, with the guitar from the mountains of North Carolina, is Dale McCurry. Let's give them all a nice hand. Come on. We have a number here that we're going to start with today. And one of my own numbers called the Panhandle Country, where we use two fiddles. We hope you'll enjoy it. Good started there, and we hope you enjoy the Panhandle Country. Right here, we're going to call on Dale McCurry, and he's have a solo for you. We always let the guitar man do the second number on our program from time I first started on the Grand Ole Opry right on down to today. Many times we worked on the show, and Clyde Moody was the second man up for our solo number. Clyde was the first man that ever sung any modern type of country music on the Grand Ole Opry there in Nashville, Tennessee. And Dale's doing a number now entitled I'm Walking It Up.
Been told I'm fancy free, I don't worry no how. I'm walking a dog, all along. Such an easy life I never knew until the day that I left you. I'm a carefree lad that's seen the light. I'm walking a dog.
I'd like to sing a trio number for you here today, Brad, and Dale and myself. It's entitled On and On. It's banjo picking time now, and let's listen to Brad Keith pick out an old time that he recorded with me called The Devil's Dream.
Thank you.
A lot of requests for some solo numbers, and I always get requests for this number here. And when we got a pretty hard job ahead of us or something, well, we always do this number, and this was the first request we had today, so we'll do it here. It's called the Mule Skinner Blues. Here now, what else did we have a request for today? Anybody, can you boys tell me? Goodbye, old pal? Mm-hmm. New pair of shoes. I forgot you wanted a new pair of shoes. I believe he was first with a new pair of shoes. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. Don't look at me like you think I've got some blues. Cause I'm walking around and around, I'm seeing most of the town. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. Hi, so I'm talking to myself. Whoa, no, she ain't put me on the shelf. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. Doggone if I'm gonna cry the blues. My feet are sore and I got no time to lose. I'm wanting a company and I'm needing here with me. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. So I'm talking to myself. Oh, no, she ain't put me on the shelf. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. What's next now? Marlene Tinbrooks, yes, sir. That's got some...
Little what?
I'm sorry, I don't know that, but I know a little birdie, you know where it's an instrumental number, but I don't know the song, the words to it. We better do the racehorse song. Shining sun, Lord, the bright shining sun. In the Brooks was a big bay horse, a red shaggy man. He ran all around Memphis, he beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh Lord, beat the Memphis train. See that train coming, it's coming around the curve. See old Tin Brooks running, he's turning everywhere. Run. Go and catch your tin legs and hitch me in the shade. We're gonna barrel Molly in a coffin ready made. Coffin ready made, oh Lord, coffin ready made. Now, friends, when I started on the Grand Ole Opry about 23 years ago, just a short time, we had, I believe, one feller ahead of this man. And when he quit, why, he was the first feller that I heard about that could play bluegrass music, played a wonderful guitar and done some singing. I either went after him or he come after me, I can't remember, Clyde Moody. So let's give Clyde another nice hand here today. What do you say? We sung some duets on the Grand Ole Opry, and we done numbers like In the Pines and that kind of stuff.
Hey, you're sounding, well, I better get over here with him live, hadn't I?
Yes, sir.
You're sounding just as good as you did 23 years ago,
well,
24 years
you.
Ago. Yeah, isn't he? Huh? How about it out there? I told you when I come out here a while ago, I met Bill in 18-3, I believe it was. Now, I figured it up.
What? Be quiet,
man. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'll tell you. He sang, he played in Washington one time. I want to tell this on him. And the people up there, the higher he would sing, the more they would stand up in the aisle and applaud. I never seen nothing like it. And Bill just kept getting higher and higher with them tunes. So there's nobody can beat him picking the mandolin, singing bluegrass. And don't you agree to that? He is the world's greatest. This boy's shorter than I am.
Clyde, if all of my fans throughout the country were like you, I'd be a millionaire today now.
I wish you would. I'd bartend.
That's right.
Well, you're not far from it.
Well, let's see now. Have you picked out anything for us to sing?
I tell you what let's do. Let's do In the Pines.
In the Pines is a good one.
In the key of E, all right? The longest rain I ever saw went down. Tunes mixed up if you don't sing them pretty regularly.
Well, I believe the older you get, the why you forget more.
I think so. Everything slips your mind, you know. You know what my trouble is, though, don't you, Bill?
What is your trouble?
I got an excuse.
You have?
Yeah,
you
I've been using a lot of lard on my hair, and things slip my mind lately.
That's right.
Hey, it's really a pleasure to see you. And I told these people here, your birthday would be the 13th of next month, And if they can't send you a present, just send the money. That'll be all right.
I believe you told them I was 39.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Well, this was, I really got a surprise here today. We mentioned, you know, the September, that's our birthday, Clyde and mine. And then my daughter's birthday is on the 17th of September. So we used to have a birthday dinner, you know. We have a picnic, Connie, there in Nashville, for the three of us, a birthday dinner. And it generally fell on Melissa's birthday, didn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the surprise here today, well, Clyde had me a sport coat. Now, that's really fine, I'm telling you. So I'll have to get busy and try to make a few dollars and get him something. That's all there to it.
I got him a sport coat that you can see about a mile and a half before you see him.
One thing about working for Eddie Matherly, you'd have to work a lot of Sundays before I can get you that coat, though.
I agree.
Bill, he's as close as the next minute, ain't he?
He really is.
Let's do one here. I don't know if we can.
I got it right on you. I'll blow a hole through you, boy.
Eddie, if Bill and myself, either one said anything we're sorry of, we're glad of it.
We're glad of it. Yeah. How do you say it?
Let's do one here in G. You remember this one? Didn't they crucify my Lord?
Yes, sir.
Well, didn't they crucify my Lord? Didn't they crucify my Lord? The crucified King Jesus, and he never said a harmful word. He only hung, his head and died. Now didn't they whip?
Didn't they whip
him up the
hill?
Up the hill.
Up the hill.
Oh, they whipped him up the hill, and yet he got me still. He only hung his head and died. Now
didn't the blood
come flowing down? Didn't the blood come flowing down? Oh, the blood come flowing down, and he didn't even frown. He only hung his head and died. Coming back again. Yes, he's coming back again. Oh, he's coming back again. But he never told us when.
He only hung
his head and died. Now didn't they crucify my Lord?
Didn't they crucify
my Lord? Oh, the crucified King Jesus, and he never said a harmful word. He only hung his head and
ah, oh, that's mighty fine there, Clyde. One thing about Clyde Moody's singing, if he's the leading, you know, and you come up there and get ready to stop your song, and if he can tell whether you're really ready to come in there with him, he'll just keep prolonging, you know, and you've got plenty of time to come on in there. Glad that's the first time I noticed that, but you've been doing it for 5 or 10 years working with me, and I didn't notice it.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you'll do, I'd appreciate it if you'll pick one on the mandolin, man. I appreciate what you said there, but I want you to play a tune we was doing back here a while ago, and these younger people, they wanted to hear you do it again back there.
Eddie, you want to dance? Come on out here.
Bill, his hair is not long enough for you to dance with him.
Will you dance with him?
He said he'd dance with Bessie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I wanted you to play was Turkey in the Straw.
Over my dead body if you dance with her.
There'll be some sad singing and some slow walking, won't there?
What did you say for us to play?
I wanted you to play Turkey in the Straw. These boys back here, they just started learning to play bluegrass music, and they wanted the old master to kind of show them how. Go.
I'll try that one. Thank you. Well, Clyde, there's a lot of fine memories from behind us.
I believe that.
We had a wonderful time. Clyde was a fine man working with us and carried that guitar part and sang over really fine. And we had a wonderful time back in the day. Bluegrass was just like Daniel Boone exploring Kentucky. We was exploring bluegrass music and giving it to the people all over the country. And it was something new, and we had a job doing it. But we have really got a lot of followers now following bluegrass music, playing it. And we've done something good for our country, you know what?
I believe that, yeah.
Well, I tell you, the way I feel about it, you set the pace there with that the thoughts. Anyway, and I was talking to some folks the other day. Now, you see all these bluegrass boys all over the whole world, and it's fine that they do copy Bill and his bluegrass ideas. But a fellow that can think of tunes like Roanoke and Cheyenne and the Scottish tune, what was that?
Scotland.
Anybody that has a mind to work on things like that is the finest in the world, and that's what he studies, is tunes like that, and there's nobody. I don't care if it be Flat and Scruggs or whoever, they can't play 10 tunes without playing some of Monroe's, so that's the way it goes. He is the daddy of all of it.
Well, Clyde, you mentioned Roanoke. We was working Roanoke one time, and we was playing the theater there, and my teeth had been bothering me a lot, and I was really kind of suffering that day there, but I got to thinking if I could make a number, you know, and I just tied it Roanoke.
Yeah.
So I was in the dressing room back there, and I come up with a little number, and we tied it Roanoke. And, you know, the banjo players have played that a lot, and it's hard for a lot of banjo players to play old-time fiddle numbers.
It is, yeah.
But Brad does a wonderful job, and now he's coming right along with Roanoke, and I want you to listen to him play that. Eddie Medley's theme song, Roanoke, and we'll play it for you right now.
Ready, ready. Where you get it?
Do it again. Wait, let me try it again. You boys come right up here now, and I'll step out of the way, and you can take it. I want to thank you for helping me here today. It's mighty fine work there.
I've enjoyed it very much, and later on today we'll pick some more. Let me give your boy back his guitar.
All right.
I don't want to put no extra run on that. It's been a pleasure, and I'll talk with you a little more. Okay. How about some a little more hand here for Bill? Get off your hands and slap them together, everybody. Have a good time.
We're running over a little bit right here. But I want to do this next number for Dale McCurry. Your folks are here, is that right, Dale? Really, Dale's really glad to see him because he's been on the Grand Ole Opry. He kind of gets homesick, you know. It's all we can do to keep him down there. He's got a girlfriend up here, and Boy, I'm telling you, everybody love it, they. He helped me record a number entitled Cheap Love Affair. He sang it with me on the Grand Ole Opry, this number, so we'd like to do it for you. I would like to make a little announcement right here. We carry some of the Grand Ole Opry history books with us, and I'd like for you to take one of them home with you. It's sell for $1, and they got pictures of everybody that's ever worked on the Grand Ole Opry, right on up till all the newcomers that's there today. The book is $1, and it's a nice book to have in your home, and after the show's over with here, this show, Dale and Brad will have some, and they'll be in the audience with them. You can get you one if you like. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Or if I forget it, don't forget that we record for Decca. And we still work on the Grand Ole Opry. I'd like to hear from you sometime and drop down and see us at the Grand Ole Opry. Good to be on the show with Clyde Moody and all the bluegrass groups that have been here today. And speaking for everybody, along with Eddie Matherly. Speaking for all the gang, it's time we're saying, y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come. Oh, you all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Oh, you all come.
So long.
Nice hand for Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with Miss Bessie. They'll be back for another show here this evening, so don't you dare run off. We got a lot more bluegrass for you. In case you'd like to have Bill Monroe's albums, we got them all right over here at the record stand. Harold's one of the first.
Be back for the last show here tonight. I hope it's the last show. And I've really been enjoying the music that's gone along here. Old Clyde was really singing some mighty good numbers, and I enjoyed it. I want to call on Vinnie Williams now to come around with the microphone here. We've had a good many requests. Let's see, now I promised some folks we'd fiddle one here. If I can think of the name of it. We had some requests for Cheyenne. Can you do that one, Ben? Right here now, we're going to call on Dale McCurry, and he's doing Dark Hollow.
I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine than to be in some big city in a small room of pearl on my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far on down the track.
thank you, Dale. We want to call on Dale, Brad Keith and I with the 5th train. Come around this way, will you, Brad, and let's do the Salt Creek. This is the number that Brad has on the record. It's a mighty good number. We hope you like it. Thank you, Dale. We want to call on Dale Brad Keith and I with the 5th train. Come around this way, will you, Brad, and let's do the Salt Creek. This is the number that Brad has on the record. It's a mighty good number. We hope you like it. I promised some folks that I'd fill some request numbers here, and the one that I've had the most requests for is called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Thank you. the request, I guess, for the next number here called Sally Joe. I jump in bed and cover up my head. Wished I was dead. Sally Joe. Sally Joe, how did you go? Sally Joe. Did I do bad when I was good to you? Yes or no? All right, thank you. Now let's see. We had a request for Highway of Sorrow. Request for I traced a little footprints in the snow. I'm old back in summertime and they can walk about, pulling through the meadow green edge, but there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime. Found there with a school in a school. Cheyenne. What is it? Scotland. Yeah. We'll get that. Hi-ya. Rocking and ain't rocking no more.
How the road is rocking, but it won't be rocking long. How the road is rocking, but it won't be rocking long. How another man has got my woman and gone. I've got those blues and I'm wearing out the soles on my shoes. I've got those blues and I'm wearing out the soles on my shoes. My gal went away and left me. She left me with the doggone blues. Rocky, but it won't
woman back home. I wish to the Lord you'd bring my woman back home. I'm not the lonely, just don't want to be alone.
Anybody got a request, Eli? What is it? High County Breakdown, all right.
Who's gonna pick that?
You gonna get it?
Thank you. not in the tin roof.
Toy Hard, we'll do that one now.
Thank you.
All right, we want to call on Benny now for another fine old-time fiddle number. Benny, how about the Black Beer Block? Want to do that one? We've enjoyed being with you here tonight, and we hope you've enjoyed the Bluegrass Boys. We'd like to come back again sometime. Don't forget us on the Grand Ole Opry. Let us hear from you. We want to thank you for buying the Grand Ole Opry history books here tonight. We appreciate that a lot. We still record for Decca. You'll find the most popular numbers on that label. It's a pleasure to work with Clyde Moody and all the gangs that have been on the stage here today and tonight. We've enjoyed it a lot, and along with Eddie May. Speaking for all the Bluegrass Boys, Bessie and myself, it's time we're staying. Y'all come.
Yeah.
Well, you won't run off now until we get half through, because I've already told the folks that y'all come. You see that they stay here till I can close the show, all right, and I'll do it for you. Okay.
I'll never forget the night we partied. How big me. come back to me.